Hello and welcome to another edition of Radio Free Radio's Digital Flotsam. I'm P.W. Fenton. One of my most popular editions ever was the one I called the Brain Dead Edition. I received many, many emails and voicemails from people all wanting to tell me how it triggered memories of a similar event in their own youth and their own attempt to prove that they were brain dead. I guess it really is a universal truth, but this edition deals with another form of brain death that I sincerely hope is far less universal. I call this edition Brain Dead 2. One of my earlier Digital Flotsam episodes was titled The Brain Dead Edition. It dealt with the universal truth that all young boys eventually do something that attempts to demonstrate that they are brain dead. My own personal demonstration involved setting a wooded hillside on fire under the guise of having lots of fun. I hope, however, that I didn't imply in that episode that being brain dead is the exclusive domain of young boys, because certainly it is not. It is also the domain of grown-up men who continue to think like young boys. My best example of this phenomenon is the state of Florida. Well, not exactly the state, and not exactly all the people in the state either, mainly just one small group. About 160 brain-dead individuals, to be exact, and not all of them are male. They call their exclusive club the Florida State Legislature. Oh, wait, it's 161. I almost left old Jeb the governor out. Although there is room for debate here, some people think that in order to be brain dead, you actually have to have one, but I won't quibble. Now, some might say that I'm just being politically partisan about this, that I have some sort of political agenda, but I'll let you decide if these folks aren't the adult equivalent of a 10-year-old boy who plays with matches because he's too stupid to understand the consequences. Let's talk about motorcycles. By Florida's legal definition of a motorcycle, it's a motorized vehicle that travels with three or less wheels in contact with the ground, with larger than a 50cc displacement engine capable of speeds over 30 miles per hour. What the legal definition fails to mention is that they are also extremely fun to ride.
Just wanna ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna die, just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Late last night, the other day, I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray, and there was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride on the motorcycle.
Let me ask you a simple question. So simple, in fact, that I think you could ask any 8-year-old boy, and we'd all know what the answer is. Here to ask this question is my good friend, Wichita Rutherford.
Okay, so all I want to know is if you let me do this. I got this big cement block, see? And it weighs, I guess, 200 pounds. And what I want to do is pick it up and start swinging it around in a circle till I get it going about 30, 35 miles an hour. Then, what I want to see is if you can just kind of stick your head out there and we'll stop it just with the top of your head. Come on now, get fired up, let's do it.
My point is that no one in their right mind, of course, would agree to this test. It also shouldn't be too hard to convince the average person that sending a 200-pound person headfirst at 35 miles an hour into a stationary cement obstacle is the exact same thing. Then why, do you think, did those 161 souls decide a few years ago that in the state of Florida, we don't think we should require anyone to wear a helmet when they careen down the street sitting on a motorcycle in excess of 35 miles per hour? The only thing I can think of is that we are consciously attempting to accelerate natural selection. That the Florida legislature is actually trying to prove that Darwin was right. But then you would have to realize that fatalities would rise, or at the very least, debilitating injuries would increase and insurance premiums would skyrocket. And if you believe that, then why would you then decide that you would no longer require motorcycle riders to carry personal injury insurance of any kind? Just one explanation. Brain dead.
Brain dead. That's what I am lying here. I'm brain dead. What a mess I got us into, brain dead. Everybody's setting off alarms. Baby, maybe lift my head up. I see. I just pulled a doozy. Don't ask why me. Roger passed the Uzi as the MD lifts me in his cruisy chiseled arms. Brain dead, stupid and thoughtless is what I am. 'Cause I'm brain dead and goddamn.
And it doesn't get any better. Even though the personnel changes from year to year, the propensity for brain death never falters. Here is their latest demonstration. Some years ago, they decided to make it as easy as possible for ordinary citizens to carry concealed firearms. Basically, all you needed was a couple of $100, a clean criminal record, and a gun, and you were legally packing.
Brothers and sisters, we're here tonight to celebrate the Prince of Peace. Did everyone bring their peace tonight? Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Amen. Load up your gun again. Good God-fearing men.
Well, I'm here tonight to celebrate diversity. All of my brothers, my significant other, and me.
And Charlton Heston,
yes.
Yes, he's had a few run-ins with monkeys, hasn't he? Charlton Heston, he did. He did Planet of the Apes, didn't he? And he was not only played the Charlton Heston role, but he was all the monkeys as well. That's what people don't know. But anyway, he's head of your National Rifle Association. Because you have a gun problem, and it's because America's worked too well. You've worked too well. It was a good idea. Look, you know, freedom, the pursuit of freedom and a pursuit of enjoyment. Happiness, egalitarian, I don't know, something. Pursuit of something. But you pursue happiness. Come on, you fucking happiness. Shut up, fucking happiness. I found me some happiness. I'm gonna shoot it now. You fucking happiness. You come at me with those big fucking eyes and... Oh, shit, I shot my mother. I thought it was deer. Oh, dear. Anyway, well, we'll put some antlers on her and do a sort of Woody Allen type bit of stand-up. So the gun control thing. You know, because we got no guns. Australia's got no guns. You got them all. And you're the Roman Empire now. You know, there's no other superpower. So you're just out there, and we can't catch up. Europe could get there, but it'll take us a bit of time. Because we had it, British Empire, and we lost it by going, oh, do you think so? And a lot. And they were, oh, really? Have they? There was a lot of that towards the end of the empire. Are you sure? Where the fuck? Oh, yeah, Charlton Heston, right, so Charlton. National Rifle Association. And you have that saying, the saying, what is it? The guns don't kill people, people kill people, but monkeys do too. If they've got a gun. Without a gun, they're pretty friendly, but with a gun, they're pretty dangerous. And they wouldn't be lethal, they'd just be... And you remember in the 70s, there's all that work we'd done with monkeys, the signing thing. Hey, you're a monkey. Yeah, I'm a monkey. So what's it like being a monkey? Not bad. What's it like being a human? Pretty good. Can I have a banana? No, I have no bananas on this day. You have no bananas? Well, if you have no bananas, I'm not f***ing talking to you. What's that mean? I don't know, I just ad-libbed it. Give me a f***ing banana. Give me a f***ing banana. All right, what do you want to know? Well, how does the monkey community interact? You know, in the usual way. Give me another banana. No more bananas. I've got a gun. You didn't even sign that time. I know. We've been able to talk. We've been talking for years. But when you guys turn up, we just go, whoo, whoo, whoo. And when you piss off, we go, well, he was a bit weird, wasn't he? We have a posh British accent. What do you think, Samantha? I don't know. I don't really like the sound of him. Monkey see, monkey do. Yes. I think he's more monkey do. So what I thought, you know, is you give a gun to a monkey and then let him into Charlton Heston's house, and then you lock the doors and then film it through the window. And we'll find out. Thank you, 12 people. We'll find out. Whether, you know, it is the gun, but, well, they might have to change the line to guns don't kill people, people kill people, and monkeys do, two brackets, if they've got a gun. Close enough.
Imagine what it's like to be a supervisor at a place of business, and you're telling somebody that they are fired. You're probably firing this person because they aren't wrapped too tight in the first place, but now you have the added worry that maybe they have a 9mm auto tucked in their belt, or outside in the parking lot in their glove box. You've all watched the news. You've all seen the scenes of disgruntled employees who decide that life ain't worth living, and I'm gonna take along a few close friends to the hereafter. Well, businesses have a responsibility to their sane employees. They reacted to the alarming trend of workplace violence. They made rules. The workplace is private property. Firearms are not permitted on company property. This includes parking lots and vehicles. Bring a firearm to work and you will be fired. Sounds like a safe and sane company policy, doesn't it? Not if you are part of the 161 people that govern Florida. These mental giants have proposed a law that would make it a felony for anyone to forbid a person from bringing a firearm onto their property. Think about it. Disney World in Orlando, destination of millions of tourists. They don't allow firearms on their property. Not even a visiting Tampa police officer can bring a gun on the property. This new law, proposed by the Brain Dead 161, would make it a felony for them to forbid those firearms. But to be fair, this is just a proposal. While I could argue that proposing such a law was proof of brain death, technically, until it's law, it could simply be considered temporary insanity. Something that will easily get you off the hook in an average TV crime drama. No, I've saved the best for last. This passed October 1st. A bill approved by 161 brain-dead Florida leaders went into effect. This law is referred to by the delightful title of the Stand Your Ground Law. In essence, it says this. If you are someplace legally and you are not committing a crime, let's say you are walking from your car in the Walmart parking lot to the store and some guy says, "Hey, don't walk near my car, I'll smack you with this baseball bat." Well, you can just whip out that 9mm tucked in your belt and blow his ass away. Because you felt threatened with great bodily harm. And the law says you don't have to back away from that situation, saving everybody's life. You can just kill that fool. And you know what else? This is the really cool part. If you happen to accidentally also shoot that teenage girl who just bought an iPod and that pregnant woman who was on her way to the store to buy a crib, all while trying to kill that guy who didn't want you near his car, well, nobody can sue you. Not even the police get away with that. Yes, now you can come to Florida and nobody can threaten you anywhere, anytime. And nobody can ever say to you, "Well, why didn't you just run away? Or walk away? Why did you just close your eyes and pull the trigger 10 times, killing 4 innocent people?" No one in Florida will ever ask you that. Why? Because 161 brain-dead individuals made it the law. So no, it's not just 10-year-olds with stolen matchbooks that demonstrate they are brain-dead. Sometimes it's adults acting like 10-year-olds playing with matches. And all too often, they are from the state of Florida.
"You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there'll be no more innocent bystanders. Yeah, every time somebody gets shot, they'll be like, "Damn, he must have did something. Should they put $50,000 worth of bullets in his hand?" And people will think before they kill somebody if a bullet costs $5,000. Man, I would blow your head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job. I'm gonna start saving some money. And you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway."
"I have only 5 words for you.
From my cold, dead hands."
So there you have it, another edition of Digital Flotsam. As always, you can find detailed credits for everything you've heard in the online show notes located at digitalflotsam.org. And while you're there, go ahead and click on the link that lets you vote for Digital Flotsam at podcastalley.com. The higher I move up in the rankings, the less my wife Roz will nag me about the time and money I spend doing this show.
And P-Dub holded the microphone.